We are pleased to have joining us the CEO of the West Australian Football Commission, Mr. Gary Walton. Gary, welcome to the program. How are you, mate?
G'day, Carl. I'm good, and hello to Kim and Belly.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Now, there's a few things that I'd like to have a chat to you about, but first and foremost, the position, has it changed between the Commission and West Perth, or are we still at a stalemate?
Look, Carl, we're at the point where we've been seeking a commercial resolution to this, which would be by far and away the best outcome, and we've been working with West Perth and the various stakeholders for many, many months to try and achieve that. But as of Thursday, that hadn't been achieved, and basically, I guess the line has been drawn in the sand where we're now saying West Perth, if the Nine logo is not removed off the jumper for the preliminary final match and the grand final match, and that leads to there being a non-broadcast, then there is, in our view, a breach of the licence agreement, and we will seek any damages that flow from that, we will seek from the club.
Gary, Kim Hagdorn here. That's about the strongest stance, I think, that you've taken through this whole protracted saga. Do you have documented evidence that your Channel 7 agreement was signed before West Perth committed to their Channel 9 sponsorship?
No, Kim, the fact is the Channel 7 agreement was signed after West Perth Channel 9 sponsorship. The issue is that West Perth knew or had eyes open when they entered into that agreement that we could be on a collision course should the money be raised. And that's the difference between the ABC broadcast and a commercial broadcast is the Commission had to raise around $1 million to pay for the production costs of that. A month before West Perth signed the Channel 9 agreement, there was lengthy negotiations between the Commission and West Perth about the fact that we would be on a collision course, and a opt-out clause was suggested by the Commission to West Perth to ensure that we wouldn't end up in the situation we're in, and West Perth chose not to insert that clause.
As a compromise, did you offer to West Perth to run on their jumper, on their logo, instead of Channel 9 News, a recognition of Appeal-a-thon that West Perth and Channel 9 rejected?
Kim, Appeal-a-thon has never formally been put to us, and we've never formally put Appeal-a-thon to West Perth. It's certainly been talked about in the background, but to be honest, I would not believe that Channel 7 would see that as an appropriate position to adopt for West Perth. Like it or lump it, and I'm on the board of a charity. The charity field is a very, very competitive space.
Is the advertising at Joondalup also West Perth sponsorship, where they recognise Channel 9? Is that a major concern for you and Channel 7, even if they took the logo off their jumper, to should they go through to the preliminary final in 3 weeks' time?
Yeah, look, it would be. So we have no problem with Channel 9 sponsoring West Perth.
Right.
It's only when it gets to the conflict situation of the broadcast, and clearly we've gone through a season where West Perth have worn the Nine logo, and out at HBF Arena, they've had the Channel 9 signage around the ground, etc. And on the basis that there's been no broadcast, we've all been pretty cool with that. It only eventuates when you get to a one-game broadcast, which, of course, is the prelim and the grand final.
Now, those matches, are they played at Subiaco, or are they played at the team's home ground?
So the prelim would be at the team's home ground. So I guess if West Perth were to be playing in a preliminary final, it would be out at HBF Arena. So that would be there, and then, of course, the grand final is at Domain.
Gary, what's to stop, say, 1,000 fans wearing a Channel 9 shirt into the ground?
I think, you know, that could happen. I guess that would be up to the Channel 7 broadcast as to how they deal with that. And because they're outside the perimeter of the ground, you know, they should be able to deal with that. But there's nothing to stop West Perth supporters showing their Channel 9 advertising.
So the bottom line is that West Perth, if they don't take the Nine logo or don't agree to play with a jumper that doesn't have the Nine logo on it, Channel 7 will refused to broadcast the match. That's basically the situation.
Yeah, that's, yep. the collision course
is the preliminary final, because you have alternatives tomorrow, don't you? There's two games, so Seven will only do the non-West Perth game.
It'll do East Perth Claremont.
Yep, and then next week?
And the next week it'll do, I guess, the non-West Perth game.
Yep.
So
your collision course is the one-off, the preliminary and grand final. So correct. Do you think West Perth will back down? Do you think you will have a resolution before West Perth play a one-off game if they survive that long?
Yeah, look, I'm always glass half full, and you need to be in this job. We will continue to work with West Perth, but we've drawn the line in the sand. And we're basically saying that if we do get to a situation where you're in a prelim, West Perth, and you choose to wear your Nine logo, then the game will not be broadcast. And there are things or consequences that flow from that. And that includes damages to our broadcast sponsors. So the $1 million that we've raised, there's a full expectation that those games will be broadcast. And we've also got to look at the situation of the competing clubs and their major sponsors who would be expecting to be on a broadcast game.
Could you give West Perth some compensation if they said, OK, we'll take our logo off and Channel 9 agrees to it, they have the preliminary final at Joondalup, for instance, or even play in the grand final. Would you give West Perth some bucks for what they might lose in breaching the contract with Channel 9?
Look, we've had those level of discussions with West Perth. I won't sort of go into what they are and quantums and that sort of thing, but we have had a very, very wide-ranging level of discussion with West Perth. But, of course, it's not just West Perth. It's West Perth and Channel 9. And in the end, there needs to be a solution that satisfies both those stakeholders and ourselves and Channel 7.
I was very intrigued, Gary. Let's move on from that. And you've been candid. Thank you very much. And I reckon you'll be candid with some of this questioning as well. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit surprised with the Whackers' announcement this week that they've made such a bold commitment to actually play big cricket matches at the new stadium. I think we all anticipated that would take place. I was a little bit surprised that the cricket did it with such a definity before the contract for the management rights of the stadium has actually been handed out. How did you see that?
Look, it's fair to say both cricket and football have been in pretty intensive negotiations with the state over a long term. It's not for me to speak on cricket's behalf. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly where those negotiations are at from a cricket point of view. So I'm sure Christina Matthews and the WACA board have taken all of that into consideration. So it might be a surprise to people, but, you know, to be honest, we're not on the inside, so I don't really know.
Gary, what about WAFL at the WACA and also the possibility of moving the administration from Domain down to the WACA? Can you just articulate or enlighten us as to those two developments?
Yeah, sure, Belly. So there is no commitment from football to do sort of any of the above, Peter, at this stage. But a football and cricket in pretty positive dialogue. Yes, we are, and we have been on many fronts now for well in advance of 2 years around different things that we do that are common to the sports. The idea of WAFL being at the WACA and the idea of perhaps the Footy Commission's future accommodation, which includes our administration, our umpires and our talent academies. If at the end of the day the Subiaco Oval precinct becomes something else, and I've got to be careful here because at the moment we sit here with a 76-year lease over that 8 hectares of land.
You won't be handing those keys over for nothing, Gary.
Well, why would we?
Correct.
I mean, you know, we sit there with that. But if you had an assumption that, you know, several years down the track, that was some sort of other developed situation, then clearly we've got to be somewhere else, and clearly the WACA is an option that we could be considering.
Gary, are you on the Perth Stadium Management Board?
Am I on the board?
Yes.
No.
So you then, I assume then that you are not part of the negotiation that's taking place between Perth Stadium Management and the rights to actually being the team that runs the stadium?
No, look, Perth Stadium Management is a division of the Footy Commission.
Right.
And so clearly I sit there as the CEO of the Footy Commission. Gavin Taylor is the general manager of Perth Stadium Management, and there is an advisory board that sits over the top of that. So, look, I have a very, very clear interest in what's going on. So, but the majority of the work is being done by Gavin Taylor and his team.
So, with Ticketmaster and with Live Nation and Delaware North, when are you expecting to know a decision from the government as to who they choose to run the new stadium?
Okay. So, look, guys, before I say anything around this, it's there's a whole lot of probity that we're under. With regards to the process, but I think it's been publicly reported that very early, let's say the first quarter of next year, is when that sort of announcement will be made. And we're in the middle of, along with three other organisations, in the middle of lodging submissions around the tender process.
Beautiful, mate. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Gary. Good on you. Gary Walton, the CEO of the West Australian Football Commission.